You rose to international fame for your work in the band The Police, but you're also a photographer and an author. How do you weave those different media together for your show?
This is an audiovisual show, or a multimedia, you might call it, because we play to a large cinema screen. I have various photographic sequences that I play to. I improvise within these sounds to the different photography sequences, like a piece like The Bones of Chuang Tzu, which is one piece I play. I come up with a sound that I think gives it, you know, is the sort of exotic sonic equivalent of what the photography is. So there are these different things that people engage with the music and they're getting the images at the same time. And then on the writing level, I tell stories. I come out and go, well, I went to South America and then I got this whole story about getting arrested and being almost thrown in prison, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of stories. You know, they're pretty wacky stories. But I have actually been through all these things and I'm not reading it from a book. It works better, I think, because, you know, I'm in the moment and I'm sort of improvising these stories.
How did you first realize you had a passion for photography?
Well, I mean, we go back a long way. When I was 15, 16, 17, you know, I used to go to the Continental Cinema in my hometown and I watched so many art house films of that period. And I think it was a very big influence on me. That's where the seeds were sown. Although, of course, at the same time, I was an absolutely obsessive guitarist and musician, and that's really where I wanted to go. You know, then you fast forward to this early period in The Police, 1979, I was in New York and absolutely surrounded by photographers, and that it spurred me on to go out and get a camera, sort of made a formal decision to be good at photography. Like, I'm going to get really good at this. I'm going to study it. And off I went. All the years of The Police, I photographed like mad. You know, The Police eventually packed it in, but I just kept going with everything. Music and photography, just the same.
Before your time in The Police, where you were playing rock, you played R&B and psychedelic rock, and you've studied classical guitar. How do you think this variety of influences has shaped your current musical sensibilities?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, I've been through a lot of things, sometimes out of necessity just to survive. You know, the guitar's always been in my hands. And, you know, there was a period when I lived in California, went to college, and I did play classical guitar for a long time. I played in London and I'd, you know, been in bands and all that, playing electric guitar, of course. And then I sort of felt I'd done that. And I went on to playing classical guitar and classical music for a long time. And then eventually returned back to the electric guitar. I sort of picked up from where I left off. But all these things shape you. And at the same time, you're thinking about music all the time and trying to find your own way with it. You know, what are you going to be? I mean, obviously, technically, I was pretty skilled. But then above and beyond that, at least in my case, you go to the point, well, do I have anything original to say with a guitar or in terms of writing music and composition? And you go into sort of a different atmosphere. And that's, you know, where I've been. I've made 15 solo records all composed by me. So you create your own identity through music.